Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Now showing on aerocinema.com.
The end of 1941 saw German ace Adolf Galland promoted to General of the Fighters. In part two of AeroCinema's exclusive series, Galland takes us inside Hitler's inner circle and reveals the secret plans for one of World War II's boldest operations, Operation Thunderbolt, the Channel Dash.
Hitler, he wanted to have the capital ships in Norway. He said he knew that this operation would be extremely dangerous.
Galland pilots us through the collapse of Germany, the infighting in the Luftwaffe High Command, and the follies of Hitler and Göring.
He did not understand what was going on. Hitler's thinking was only aggressive. He could only follow the bomber.
Discover what inspired Galland to continue fighting in a war all but lost, and the one aircraft which might have changed history.
When the population is suffering in such a terrible way, that we have a good weapon, we have to continue to fight.
Join us as we learn about the man behind the legend, Adolf Galland, the fighter general.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show. If you're interested in radio-controlled scale models, join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our live show. We'll be covering the latest news in RC Scale and have some great interviews every week. That's every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. with rebroadcast throughout the week, the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hey, Chilson. Chilson.
Yes?
Do you have your drink?
I do.
Do you have the radio on?
It is.
Let's start the show.
Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show, the only show where you know as much as anyone else does about what's going to happen next. Today's Tuesday, November 30th, 2010, and dang it, I'm glad you could join us tonight. Whether you're listening live or listening via the podcast, we're glad you could listen, and, you know, let's just sit back and have a good time tonight and talk a little bit about RC Scale and Warbirds and all the cool stuff that we enjoy in our hobby. Want to welcome you to the show tonight. Like the post says, tonight we're having the shop talk. What we'd like you to do, if possible, is think a little bit about what would be a great gift for a fellow modeler. I got some friends that I need to get gifts for, and you know, I could use some advice about what would be a good gift for a fellow modeler. So if you come up with that, give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio or email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com. And our the well-known co-host / producer / owner of Warbird Radio, Matt Jolly, is joining us tonight on the talk show. Matt, glad you can make it in tonight.
Oh, Mike, I'm glad I can make it in too, you know, since I live here.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Glad to be here. Owner, that's it. I don't own this station. Everybody
yes,
owns this
do.
Station. No,
yes,
I don't. No, it owns me. Everybody else owns their station. It's just fun. You know, it's just something fun to do.
So. Oh, yeah. You know what I love about Tuesday nights? This is kind of, I can always look forward to sitting down and chatting with my flying buddies, you and everyone else that calls in and participates. And it's just a lot of fun, you know?
You know, I put a post out tonight on the RC Universe site, hoping that we draw in some listeners from over there. Because, you know, there's a lot of guys who build scale over there, and they've yet to see your site, rcscalebuilder.com, of course, undoubtedly the best place on the web to find the kind of information that you're going to find on that. But welcome to those guys and gals who might be listening tonight, too. We hope
absolutely.
You call in tonight, 478-787-4768 is the number to call, and to get you on the Shop Talk show. So what I saw the Heinkel 219 today, And I thought about you. You know, I was at the Smithsonian today, and you have, like, how many pictures of that airplane? 700, 600, something like that?
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible the number of pictures I have.
Man.
Hey, you know what's scary is I actually gave probably half of my documentation on that airplane to my buddy Goran in Sweden because he's going to be building one. And I still keep finding stuff, you know. So I'll just keep putting it into one of these big, fat, legal envelopes, and one of these days I'll mail it to them. Yeah.
That's cool.
But that's awesome, man. I am so excited you got to go there. That's incredible.
It's, you know, it's a modeler's paradise because one of the things that they've done really well at the Hazy Center is they've actually suspended some of the airplanes to the point that you can just take, in really great detail. Like the Corsair, for instance, is elevated. The gear doors are open. The landing gear are down. You know, everything. The tail hook's down like it's landing on a carrier. You can get all the kind of, you know, from all the different angles. And, of course, they have walkways that you can really get up close and personal to even the airplanes that are suspended. So
That's really
well done. I mean, a really cool place to go and see. And I can't wait to go back. So,
you know, that in my opinion, that's truly one of our national treasures.
It is, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt.
I think it's one of the most underrated national treasures we have as far as aviation goes. But look, folks, this show tonight's for you. So if you have anything you'd like to talk about, you know, we usually have vendors and fellow modelers and everyone else listening in. So if you have a question you'd like to throw out maybe to everybody, or if you'd like to tell us about the project you're working on. I know my buddy Wayne Fussell from Solo Props is listening. He just emailed me. And, man, Wayne is building this awesome, awesome Meister P-47. And it is just a work of art. And you can check that out under the Meister forum on RC Scale Builder, of course. But
Let me start things off tonight. You talked about beautiful projects. Mike. I'm looking at it right now, and I have a question. What kind of glue should I use on this thing to you know, I'm going to modify my my beautiful P-51 Mustang here.
Yeah.
That I'm working on. I'm going to put the build thread up there on RC Scale Builder tonight, and along with everything else I'm supposed to do tonight. But yeah, what kind of glue should I use? What would be a good glue to bond the stabilizer back together again?
Well, I think you need to clarify this by stating what P-51 is.
Why are you picking on me? That's not important. The important, it's a P-51D.
Yeah, but the material's important, you know.
It's foam.
Okay. And how big is this airplane?
You know, it's... Look, Chilson.
We need to know this for loading purposes.
They'll have to see this. They'll have to see it on the RC Scale Builder form. My goal is to have the most popular form. Let me take a call right now. I think Mitch is calling it. Mitch, what kind of glue should I use to glue the stabilizer back on with?
Well, I'm actually interested in Mike's question. I'm on Mike's side. I want to know what it is.
I'm sorry, Mitch Baker. Can you hear us? Mitch?
Hello?
Are you there? I can't hear you, Mitch. Mitch Baker must have dropped off, I guess. I don't know what happened to him. He just hung up there.
Me neither. Golly, okay. What happened?
What was that, Mitch? I couldn't hear that question.
Well, I think you should use a good glue that will bond well and hold the surface together properly.
That's what I thought. Thanks for the call tonight, Mitch. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Oh, man. And I love the opening. I do love the opening. It reminds me of a 50s live television show, you know, very campy.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, we go for campy. That's us.
Well, thanks for the call, Mitch. And I do appreciate it. And a good glue that'll bond the pieces together. That's good enough for me. Thanks for the call, Mitch. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem. I'm here to help.
Glad you called in tonight. Good to hear from you. All right.
He's so funny.
Yeah, and Mitch, great.
So, you know, this weekend is the Southern Dawn Patrol.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, down at Mac's place. Hodges.
Yeah, I'm on the fence if I'm going or not, because it's not going
to
be pretty.
You just need to go. Just go.
Not going to be pretty, you know?
They don't care. They have a good time down there anyway.
Yeah, they will. You know, I got to tell you something funny. I got my SPAD kit, my SPAD 13 kit in, and I posted a picture in one of the guys' threads that was building one. And the guys that are going to be there said, hey, Mike, why don't you just bring it down to Max? We'll take over his workshop for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah,
just and we'll have it framed up by the end of the event.
Well, if Charlie's down there, they will. They'll have it done.
True.
I mean, you'll have it all built.
That's
and,
true. So
probably.
Those guys are great. That's going to be a great event. If you're going to be in the area near Mac Hodges' place down in Americus, Georgia, need to get by there this weekend for some of the best-looking World War I airplanes out there.
Let's clarify something. Nobody's in the area.
Well, driving through the area or passing
within
20 or 30 miles.
It's the most out-of-the-way place you could possibly imagine. But if you're
that's
drive
true. But one of the best spots I've ever been to in this country for flying.
It is.
You know?
But it's not on the way unless you're Jimmy Carter. You know?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Just go down there. I was so shocked. I'll never forget the first time I drove down there. I was so shocked at the size of the hobby shop and the number of people. I told Michelle, I said, before we left, I said, I'm going to walk in now. It was raining. I'll never forget that. It was pouring down rain on a Saturday. No, it was during the week, actually, I was there. I don't remember what day. It was during the week, and I said, it was pouring down rain. I said, I'm going to drive down there to the hobby shop. I need to pick up some stuff. I said, they're going to kiss me when I walk in the door. They probably haven't seen a customer. You know, and that's what I'm thinking. And I get down there. There's a horde of people under that awning, and they're flying in the middle of the week. I mean, Mike, that place is truly a destination. You can't believe Hodges. Hodges Hobbies, man, and down there for the Southern Dog Patrol. That place is unreal. The finest runway you'll find around, grass runway.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mac is just such a gentleman, such a nice guy. Will accommodate you any way he can.
Mm-hmm. Take some time with you, though, when you go down there. Don't get in a hurry to pay, because, folks, it's Georgia.
That's right.
You're going to wait around until you go down there and tell somebody you want to pay. You can stand there at the register, and you can look at Bill all you want, but he's not going to get up and come over there. They're busy doing stuff, you know?
You know, one of my buddies from up north asked me, he said, why do you guys move so slow in the South? Needless to say, he came down to Warbirds over Georgia and had the question answered for him.
A little hot, but
yeah.
Well, no, it's a fun place. So I sure like.
Oh, absolutely.
I miss going down to Mac's place.
Yeah, so. You know, the other event coming up this spring is the Blue Max. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, down there in Florida. That's a Kermit Weeks' place.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. And those guys are putting together some really neat contests. It's kind of unique. But they've been doing a good job, working up the contest and promoting it and getting sponsors. And, I wish those guys great luck because there's just the time they have it, unfortunately. I think they may have pushed it back a little bit this year, but last year it was a little early, and I think it was a little breezy.
Yeah, I heard it was a little breezy.
Early spring is a bad time for World War I airplanes.
Right. March is never good.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But I think it's going to be a great contest this year. They have exquisite just – museum quality models there. I mean, it's incredible. Way out of my league, you know. Yeah. I'm just an old dumb hick that likes to fly airplanes. So.
Well, speaking of museum quality models, you have not answered my question about my museum quality model, the P-51D model that I'm building. What kind of glue should I use on this, Mike? It's foam that has broken in two, and it needs to be bonded back together. So let me ask you this, right? Should I just build a new stabilizer all together? Or should I glue it back together? What do you suggest?
I would just glue it back together with some foam safe CA.
That's it?
That's it.
I mean, this is a prized possession, Mike.
I think
I like what you're talking about maybe repainting it like scooter yokes.
Absolutely. I think
that,
you should.
We were talking about that. That'd be kind of cool. Or the or the glamorous gal. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of nice Mustangs out there. But
just whatever you do, don't make it the big, beautiful doll, okay?
No,
there's only like 10,000 of those.
Yeah. Don't need another one of the doll, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not going to do that. But no, that's good. Maybe I can take it down and take it to Scale Masters one time and fly it in the parking lot, maybe, or something.
Well,
like
you know,
that,
technically you could.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all I'm going to say about that. Hey, we got an email in from our buddy Alan Oliver. He says, hey, Mike, I think an incident meter would be a great gift idea for a modeler.
Oh, that's a good one.
It would make so many mediocre flying scale models fly so much better. Oh, by the way, I do not have one.
Oh, well, hey. You know, there's a lot of those out there. Which one do you prefer to use?
I like the Robart ones. I use the Robart ones. Just because I've had them forever, they work well, they're simple, you know. Less is more in my book.
I saw one the other week that had a laser on the side of it.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Laser.
It always seemed like whenever I needed to use it, the battery was dead.
You know, sell more. I mean, geez, Mike. They sell more.
Of course, I build one airplane every 3 years, so there's the answer to my question.
Well,
you know, about that.
Well, I think it's really important if you have a biplane. I mean, obviously, the incidence is important on anything, but especially a biplane. I mean, that's really important. Hey, I think we have a call
absolutely.
Here tonight. You want to take a call?
Yeah,
let's
absolutely.
Take a call. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air. Good evening.
Hi there.
I know who this is, Mr. Dan. How are you tonight?
Hey, is this what happens when you can't get any guests to come on your show?
No, this is what happens when you have a limited number of resources to pull from, and you have to spread them out.
You want to know the truth, Dan?
Dave, I don't know if I can handle the truth, though,
Dave,
but go ahead.
Dave Platt just hung up on him, so that's the truth.
Yeah, he said no bloody way, Mike.
No bloody way, yeah. The Matlock reruns are on again tonight, so Dave's busy with
it. And I tried to get Matlock. He wouldn't come on. So,
he wouldn't come
on
either. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Busy night, though. Busy night.
Yeah. So what are you up to out there on the West Coast?
Well, we are just getting ready for the Victoria's Secret show that's coming on tonight, so, you know, kind of...
What time does that come on, Dan?
It's it says 10 o'clock, so that must be 10 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, okay. Well, good. We'll be
so, it'll be after this is done here.
Okay.
So
awesome. Awesome.
You're good to go.
Marking my calendar. Okay.
On CBS.
Thank you, Dan. I want to be sure I don't miss
that. Hang on for a second. I'll get your local channel.
Yeah, there you go. Always important to have one in the shop, you know?
Hey, I got a suggestion for a gift, and it's really...
Okay.
And it's really simple. It's really, it's even somewhat cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That is that, it's something I just discovered this year. It's the Dremel bit number 561, which is it's an aggressive side cutter bit.
Yeah, I like the way that sounds. Aggressive side cutter bit. Got it.
Well, sounds important.
It looks like a regular drill bit, but it's got like the threads on it are fluted way out, and you could just take 1/8-inch light ply and just burn through it with a vengeance.
Let me give you a little tip about those, okay?
Okay.
Next time you go to the dentist, ask them what they do with their old bits. And most of the time they throw them away, but, you know, they sterilize them after they use them. But they will give you a bunch of those. They're not quite as big. They're actually very small. And you can do some very intricate work with them. But it's the same type of bit. And mine, when I go to mine, he's more than happy to give them to me. You know, I just ask for them. And I usually walk away with 10 or 12 each time. So.
But are they aggressive bits, Mike?
They're very aggressive.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Those sound seasoned to me.
Yeah, seasoned.
Well, it's not any worse than... Never mind, I'm not going to say
that. Well, you know, I was just thinking a couple of weeks ago you had David Heil on, and he was talking about a problem he had. When he built his wing, the plans got messed up, and he ended up having one wing being, you know, like a half a bay longer than the other. Mm-hmm. So I would have just chucked up old number 561 and just ripped it right through the cord of it there.
Yeah.
That's right, what sets you and myself apart from him. We're not quite as, you know.
What did David do in that? I don't remember. And I was probably here for it. What did he wind up doing?
He just did a little adjusting on the other wing and a little sanding, and it's still a little different, but, you know, you can't tell looking at it. Huh. Only person that'll know is him.
And the pilot.
Well, you know, yeah.
But yeah.
He called David Anderson. David Anderson said, hey, you know, it'll fly fine. Don't worry about it. So,
surprised David didn't build another wing, you know?
Well, me too. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm surprised he didn't.
Yeah.
Because he kind of has the personality for that.
Yeah, might have. Might have just built another wing.
Well, and by the way, he is still denying that he made any sounds on the show a few weeks ago.
Well, I don't think he made any sound at all. I don't.
Oh, I don't think he did either. No, I think it was flushing. The background.
Yeah, the toilet flushing in the background.
Did you get to hear that episode, Dan?
I did. Actually, I didn't hear the part you were talking about until I got the repeat of it, I think, a week later. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was wondering what that was.
He swears that was not him.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was.
Yeah. Let's hope it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, thanks for calling in, Dan. I appreciate you giving us a call, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, Dan. I got to go set my TV on that for Victoria.
Don't miss that.
Don't miss that. All right, Dan. Thanks for the call tonight.
All right, bye.
So far, you've had the Dremel bit, the aggressive bit.
The aggressive
and,
Dremel
the,
bit.
The course, incident meter. And what I'm going to throw out there, I'm going to throw out something that I used last year on the B-17, and that is the Vanessa rig. I don't know. That's all I've ever heard it called. I don't know how I got that name, but... the Vanessa rig. That's a good Christmas present that someone can make for themselves.
Why don't you explain to everyone what that is?
I probably can't.
Including myself.
It's a block of wood. You take a big block of wood, you drill a hole through it, you put a dowel rod, hefty dowel rod through it. But let it turn. Then you mount that on the ceiling, and you tie the ropes, you know, like the rope loops. You wrap the rope loop around your airplane and wrap it around the dowel rod on each side of the wing, then you can balance and find the CG of your airplane properly. A big airplane, like a B-17 or something much larger. So that's an easy thing to build. That's a good Christmas present, though.
Yeah, there you go. Mitch Baker just wrote in. He said he thinks a donation to the Mitch Baker Wants a New Plane from Santa Fund would be a great gift.
That's another good one. Yeah. That's another good one. It's on the way, Mitch.
That's right. That's right. Well, folks, if you'd like to join in on the foolishness tonight, which we're having a good time, of course. And give us a call at 478-787-4768. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Let us know what you're working on and or what you're about to start or what you'd like to start. And we'd love to hear from you. You know, Mike Gray was on last week from Skyshark RC. And I want to mention again, you know, that they are selling kits again. Which are they sell these incredible scale model kits and lightest model airplane from a kit I've ever seen built. I built one of their FW190s and it weighed like 6 or 7 pounds maybe.
Wow,
that was glass and everything. So I mean it was incredibly light. And but they're selling kits again, so be sure to check that out. And on a sadder note, some more news from the RC world. Those of you may or may not know, our good friend Don Smith, the designer, passed away a week and a half ago, I think.
Wow.
But, you know, he was a big part of the hobby and influenced a lot of people's modeling and, you know, just a nice guy.
I got to share a Don story, Don Smith story. Cheers
absolutely.
To Don Smith. And God bless him there. I'll tell you, he used to come down to Bomber Field all the time. You know, all the time. He and BB, good friends. And I remember when he was designing the bear, the BB's Russian bear that he was building.
Right.
And he would draw up these plans, send them to BB, and BB would build it. Whatever was on the plans. Now, it did not have a complete airplane built yet by this point. And I remember asking Don, I said, how are you going to make sure that it all fits together? And he smiled and he goes, that's BB's job.
That's right.
That's BB's job. Just for that, you know, he always had that look in his eye, that kind of twinkle in his eye, and he was quite the designer, very ahead of his time.
Nice guy. Really I had guy. The pleasure of meeting him a few times and speaking with him quite often. And nice fella. Nice fella.
Really, really nice guy. I hate to hear that, but
And also, folks, don't forget that we're still in the market for a new theme song for the show. So if you have an idea that you would like to, or a song you would like to recommend as a theme song, shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com or matt@warbirdradio.com. And we'll put your idea in the pot. And whichever one we choose, that person's going to get a free RCSB t-shirt. So be thinking about that. And we'd love to hear some suggestions. You know,
Yeah. Mike? Did we lose Mike again? Michael? What, did you hit your mute button again?
Yeah.
Gosh, Chilson.
I'll tell you what.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, Chilson's drinking the milk again tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
thought so. So anyway, so be sure and send in your ideas for that. And
I have a great idea. How about a muteless mic for you?
I swear I did not mute my mic.
Right, right. Dave didn't flush the toilet. All right.
I didn't. Yeah. You know, it's this wonderful Skype, you know. It just does that sometimes by itself.
Right. Right, 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 right. blame it on.
So anyway, well, I tell you what, why don't we take a break, man?
Why don't we take a break?
And when we come back, we'll get Mr. Ron Berg on the phone.
Okay.
And he's got a DVD review called The Complete Fiberglass and Composite Library.
Oh, boy, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, this, you know. Hey, if we didn't put you to sleep, this next segment will, so be sure to stay tuned. And we will be right back after this.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
The end of 1941 saw German ace Adolf Galland promoted to General of the Fighters. In part two of AeroCinema's exclusive series, Galland takes us inside Hitler's inner circle and reveals the secret plans for one of World War II's boldest operations, Operation Thunderbolt, the Channel Dash.
Hitler, he wanted to have the capital ships in Norway. He said he knew that this operation would be extremely dangerous.
Gallant pilots us to the collapse of Germany, the infighting in the Luftwaffe High Command, and the follies of Hitler and Göring.
He did not understand what was going on. Hitler's thinking was only aggressive. He could only follow the bomber.
Discover what inspired Gallant to continue fighting in a war all but lost, and the one aircraft which might have changed history.
And the population is suffering in such a terrible way that we have a good weapon. We have to continue to fight.
Join us as we learn about the man behind the legend, Adolf Galland, the fighter general.
Live from the land of the free, because of the brave, this is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and we're joined with our great co-host, Matt Jolly.
Hey, Mike.
Making sure you're awake over there.
Yeah, sort of. I wasn't ready for that, but yeah.
Well, there you go. I think we have our buddy Ron Berg on the phone, who's going to give us a interesting review on a DVD that he's been checking out. Ron, how are you tonight, pal?
I'm doing fine, man. Now you're saying it's an interesting review. Before you went on the break, you said I was going to put everybody to sleep.
Well, you know, it's what we do, man. That's all I can say. You know, humiliation and humor. That's what it's all about. What you got for us tonight, pal?
Well, like I said, I want to do a review on the Complete Fiberglass and Composite Library. It's produced by fiberglass.com's website. And those folks sell everything you'd ever need for composite work, carbon fiber cloth, all the different specialty cloths like Kevlar, stuff like that. And You'll be putting a link to this DVD on there, but I invite everybody to go to that link and then go to the homepage and just have a look at what they do have to offer, because they're really kind of a one-stop shopping for everything that we modelers need. But this DVD, it's a two DVD set. The total runtime is about 190 minutes, and it covers basically five areas. They used to have five different DVDs, and they consolidated them all into one. And it covers the basics of fiberglass, everything that you need to know to do fiberglass work. And then they cover a step-by-step guide to molding fiberglass. And also advanced mold making, plug construction, vacuum bagging, and sandwich core construction. And the art of molded composites is their five subject areas. And example of what they offer, they take a plastic vacuum-formed cowling from a sport model. And they show you how to prepare that to use it as a plug. And then they show you step-by-step how to make a mold off of that plastic cowling, and then show you how to lay up a fiberglass part. You know, anybody that builds a top-flight model or one of the you know, one of the older full kits, you're always dealing with this vacuum-formed plastic. It's not all that durable. And it's a pretty simple matter if you're just willing to invest a little time into going and making a mold and pulling off your own plastic parts. And anything ever happens to them, you nose one over and run into something or whatever, it's a pretty simple matter. You can make you a new cowling in about the time it takes to repair it. Another thing that they make that really would answer a lot of questions to people that are getting into advanced model making, want to make their own, design their own models, is they show you, they sponsored a college making an electric car for a race where to see who could go the farthest on a given amount of electricity, and they show how they made the body for this car. It was kind of an egg-shaped affair. But they show how they laid up wood formers, just like we would with fuselage, and then they filled it in between with foam, with a dense foam. And then they carved and sanded it to shape, and then fiberglassed it, sanded it in, got it really smooth, and then made a mold so they can make a fiberglass body for this car. Same thing we would do to make a cowling or make a nacelle or make a fiberglass fuselage, wings intersection, anything that you wanted to. And They're not like just talking blackboard. I mean, you actually see them hands-on go step by step on how to do it. You'll have no questions on what to do or what you need to do. It's really a good DVD. Out of the ones I've reviewed, this one is one of the better ones because it doesn't leave any questions. When you get through watching it, you'll know what you have to do to get where you want to go with it.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. You know, it's interesting you were just talking about that. I actually did that with my belly pan on my little KI-84 ARF. I took the styrene one and waxed it up and made a fiberglass part from it. And that works really well, actually. You know.
Well, you know, I think in some ways, modelers have kind of lost sight of what modeling is. Of course, you know, there's a compromise and everything, and there's trade-offs, you know, and time being the biggest thing that we have that we don't have to trade off. But, you know, a lot of people, when they go to buy something, they're like, well, okay, you know, I want to buy this top-flight P-51 Mustang. Where can I get a fiberglass cowl? Or where can I get a fiberglass belly pan? Well, you know, in a couple of evenings, you can have one yourself. And yeah, you can make it out of scraps laying around your shop that really will cost you almost nothing.
Right.
Or else you can go to Stan's Fiber Tech or something and spend $40.
Yep, that's right. So, you know, there's a lot of options there. That's great. Of course, we'll be putting the link up for this on the episode thread on RC Scale Builder. And so you guys can check that out if you want. Sounds interesting. I may have to order that one. While I got you on the phone, a couple of quick things. Number one, give us an update on how your knee is healing. For those that don't know, Ron had a knee replacement last week. Right?
Well, actually, it was 2 weeks ago. Monday.
2 weeks ago, okay.
So we're looking. Well, 2 weeks ago, yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And it's done well. It's amazing the anesthetic they use nowadays. You wake up, you don't wake up sick. You wake up feeling refreshed, actually. And the hospital I went to, the surgeon I had, everybody are all top notch. I mean, I just couldn't ask for any better. And they had me standing the day of surgery, walking the next day. I went home 4 days later, and Friday, 5 days after surgery, the doctor told me I could start driving again. And I've been doing PT at home, and I went to physical therapy clinic yesterday, and I thought I was doing pretty good on the PT when I found out there's a whole lot of things that you can't do.
Well, look, you know, the upside of this now is that you can tell your son that, you know, when, God forbid, the day you pass away, that he has salvage rights on you now, right?
Yeah. There's a pretty good chunk of titanium in the right knee there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, buddy. Well, look, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. And like I said, we'll be posting this information on this DVD that Ron reviewed up on the episode thread, so be sure and check that out.
For Matt, we was driving down the road yesterday, or day before yesterday, my girlfriend says, oh, look at that. And I'm pretty sure it's that zero that the Bozar Museum's got.
And
it was silver with red meatballs on it, so I figured it's got to be it.
It's got to be the zero, yeah, for sure there, Ron.
And that was cool, man, to be able to see something like that in there.
No, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome, man. That is awesome.
Well, Matt, to hook me up so I can go get a photo walk around from those guys.
There you go. Well, I'll do my best, Ron. I'll do my best.
All right,
thanks,
pal.
For calling in,
thanks
Ron.
For the call.
All right.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right.
See ya. That was Ron Berg. Matt, you know, we got a couple emails in while Ron was doing his segment about the theme song.
Oh, okay.
And I was just looking at these. Let's see. Rob Miller wrote in from Australia and said that how about the intro to Fortunate Son from CCR as a theme song?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a good song, yeah. And our buddy Wayne at Solo Props writes in and says he wants us to use the opening of the Baywatch TV show.
Oh, now you're talking there. Now that would be you do remind me of David Hasselhoff.
Well, and you remind me of Pamela Anderson.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that.
Hey, I'm there for you, buddy.
Yeah, always, aren't you?
Right. That's right. And so that's two great ideas. Keep them coming, folks. We enjoy that. How about some trivia tonight?
Okay.
Okay.
Announced earlier, that this was going to be
I said something about this. I got another plan for that, so I'm not going to do that tonight. We're going to give away the glue and a Arrow Cinema DVD tonight, but Jerry Bates has generously donated a set of his 1/3 scale Heinkel 100 plans, and I'm thinking in the next week or two, we may do something with that. I have an idea of what we can do with that. So
You're gonna hold out on us then.
I'm gonna hold out on that one this week. Man, but we definitely want to thank Dino at Meister Scale for donating some Zap CA glue to give away tonight, and for our trivia question. And the way this works is I'll read the question. You call in or Skype or shoot us an email with the answer. And if you're the first correct caller or first correct answer to email, you'll win a bottle of medium and a bottle of thin Zap CA glue and a DVD of the Arrow Cinema preview, which is an incredible DVD. It has lots of great programming on it. Mm. And anybody who's not subscribed to Arrow Cinema, you really should take a hard look at it. This is an incredible value for aviation buffs. Okay, so our question tonight, if you think you know this, give us a call at 478-787-4768. It's right there on the player, so you can give us a call. We'd love to hear from you on the phone. And I'm just going to tell you, it'll be faster and you stand a better chance of winning if you call in than if you email. So here's our question. Did you get a chance to look at this, Matt?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I'm looking at it right now, and I still don't know the answer, even though it's right below there. How sad
okay.
Is it? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, though.
Okay, so I'm going to read the question.
All right.
What famous American World War II light attack bomber started off being developed by one manufacturer but was released to the armed forces when finished by another aircraft manufacturer? Okay, once again, what famous American World War II light attack bomber started off being developed by one specific aircraft manufacturer,
right,
but was released to the armed forces when it was finished by another aircraft manufacturer?
See, it's a bomber, right? A light bomber?
A light attack bomber.
So that really narrows it down to just a few companies.
Well, but, it does.
Yeah, just a few companies. But they have to know both companies, I guess.
No, you don't have to know both companies. You just have to know what, yeah, what light attack bomber this was.
All right. So for a bonus round. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you think you know the answer, give us a call at 478-787-4768. We'd love to give you some glue. So so check it out.
That's a tough one, Mike. That's a good question, though. A really good question. I like that.
That is. And it takes a little bit of thought. Yeah. But basically what happened there was it was initially started by one company, and then another company released it when it was finished to the armed forces. So anyway, so we'll move on, and hopefully we'll get an answer in soon, or a caller, and who will know that. And be sure and check out the latest offerings in kits and accessories from Meister-Scale.com. Great flying planes, and nothing flies like a Meister. So,
you know, I saw
sure
a couple of those down at Stewart. Guys were talking about how much they enjoyed their kits, and I told you they think Dino is just, you know, he hung the moon down there.
So, oh, yeah.
Really,
yeah,
big, great guys. They loved him.
Nice fella. Nice fella, for sure. Upcoming events, of course, really the last one of the year is the Southern Dawn Patrol, which is this weekend in Andersonville, Georgia. So be sure and check that out. And hopefully, if you can make it down there, that'd be fabulous. But those guys put on a great show, and I'm sure that they'll be happy for you to show up. And we also got a couple more theme song ideas in. Dan wrote in Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf. That's a good one. And Ron Berg wrote in Baby Elephant Walk.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Alan Oliver wrote in with the answer for the trivia question. He thinks the answer is an Avenger TBF/TBM. Mm. Unfortunately, that's incorrect, Alan.
Yeah.
So that's one out of the mix. So that's kind of a little hint there that that wasn't it. But
not it. That yeah, is not it.
No, that is not it by a long shot.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so... So what else is happening on Warbird Radio this week? Anything special?
We got a lot going on. But I actually have a theme song that was mailed into us here. And I don't know if you could. Can you hear it yet? You can't hear it yet, can you? Let's see. Let me try and pot this up here. This is sent in by Randy. Randy wrote in earlier today. And so he listens to your show quite a bit. And wants this to be the theme song, selected by his kids.
Randy. I've got a surprise for you.
I don't like the way this
is going.
Come
out wherever you are. Hey, maybe Ren is somewhere being sad.
Is this a song, Randy?
I will make him happy again.
Oh, here we go. I know this.
Ren, oh, Ren.
Okay.
All right, where's the song?
Boy,
there's got to be a song.
If you think you're happy now, wait till you hear this. It's a record of my favorite song.
Oh, I know what this is. God, Michael. Happy, happy, joy, joy, Mike.
Joy, joy.
You know this one, don't you?
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteats.
Yeah.
Man,
this is a song about a whale.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Happy, happy, joy, joy. What do you think, Mike? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
But
you,
thanks.
You sure?
Happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Yeah, no. I don't think so. Sorry, Randy, but that's a big loser tonight. So, yeah.
Send us
songs, guys, that are, like, queued up, because that's just painful to have to listen to that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Dan Gellner wrote in, and... he says a Northrop to Douglas A-17.
A what?
Yeah.
Well, that might be right, but it's...
Yeah, that's not the right nomenclature, but those are the two correct companies.
Okay, Northrop to Douglas.
Yep, Northrop to Douglas.
So then just run down the list of the Douglas airplanes. I mean, you get,
that's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah. How smart are we, Mike?
So we're zooming in on this, but we're close. But
okay. All right.
That's the two companies. And let's see, what else here? Man, the emails are pouring in right now.
Yeah.
Wayne thought it was the Avro Lancaster. Unfortunately, no, Wayne, that's incorrect. And
what's this other? I love that they're all everybody's emailing tonight. Nobody wants to.
Yeah, I don't know. Did everybody get their phones turned off or something?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody's phones turned off tonight. This whole week's been kind of crazy tonight. So we'll see. I have one here, and the answer no, that's not correct. Sorry. Melissa.
This is a hard one.
Melissa wrote in and suggested it was the A-26, and then she just wrote back and she said that was before I heard it was Douglas, and I don't get that, but okay.
Okay, folks, here's the key right here. Okay. It was a light attack bomber.
Yeah. Light attack bomber.
Mm.
Oh, was it the B-25, Michael? No. Sorry. Okay, I hope someone gets it tonight, Mike. This might be a stumper. I don't know. Someone will get it. Someone will get it. Okay.
Well, they'll get it. But anyway.
You want another theme song idea here?
I'm sorry, what?
You want another theme song idea here?
Sure, if we got one.
I think you do here. Let's see. It's still coming in, though. So give it a second.
Ron Berg said A-26. Also, that's incorrect.
Yeah, not
it's not a Douglas.
Correct. This one here is from your friend Callista, who's listening to us tonight. You know any friends named Callista? Do you know a Callista?
No, I don't.
She says she knows you, Michael. And anyway, this is her idea. I like it so far.
Yeah. I think I know what this is.
Now this is a story all about how my life got turned upside down, and
yeah.
I'd like to take a minute
to
just sit right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, Fresh so there we go.
Do you have a winner yet?
No, we don't. This is really painful because this really
Calista,
isn't that hard.
Callista has written in a whole number of these. If you'd like me to keep, I can go down to the next one. If you'd like me to, this one might be something, Michael. This one could be. So, you want to hear this one?
Sure.
Okay. This is one that this could very well take your heart right away, Michael. Let's see.
Listen to me.
Oh yeah.
The human world
is a mess. Please.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah. Sorry, Callista. Sorry. I think
that's
Calista's
okay.
Like
that's
eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
While we're waiting on someone to come up with the answer, I'll just keep clicking
on these links that she sent us if you'd like me to, Mike. Yeah, doesn't matter to me. So, yeah.
We also have a recommended site of the week. I found this site is pretty interesting. It's called Aircraft Color Charts, and it's by a company called Iliad Designs. Mm. And I will post the link in the episode guide. But they actually will sell you a page of paint chips for like World War II British night fighters. World War II British naval fighters, World War II British between 37 and 39. So they have a lot of different, you know, camouflage sets on paint chips for you that you can purchase. But I'll post that in the episode guide. So, you know, I just can't believe we don't have a winner yet. This is pretty interesting.
I do have a suggestion for a Christmas present. Mm-hmm. I hear that this is nameless, but I don't know who it is. Looks like it's from France. Someone listening to you from France here that writes in. No name. But suggested a laser cutter would be nice, a desktop laser cutter.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Nice. That would be nice.
Yeah,
be very nice.
That would be a nice gift.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Very nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You guys keep writing in saying the A-17 and the A-8, that's not the answer. It's a little bit later than that. It's a World War II aircraft, not a pre-World War II aircraft.
Hmm.
So keep that in mind. That's one thing. While I'm sure many of the A-17s were used during World War II, it was not.
Yeah.
Not for very long, you know. So, but anyway, and this is actually a fairly popular airplane too. That's what's kind of stumping me about it. But you guys have the companies right. I'll say that it's Northrop and yeah. Douglas. So, I think you'll be interested to find out what it is. Okay. Well. Let me check the email. Looks like we're clear there. So, not quite sure what to do about this one, but we'll. I tell you what, folks, do a little research on this and email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com. And if you find the correct answer, I'll email you back and let you know that it's correct. And if you're the first one with the correct answer, we'll send you some glue out. How about that? So. So anyway, that was a little hard one. I said this morning it was going to be a hard one, but
Well,
we'll let it ride. I'll be interested to see if anyone figures out what it is. All right. So, but you're on the right track. You're on the right track with A-17. You're just not quite there yet, time-wise. So,
okay.
Anyway, but Matt, I want to thank you tonight for helping me co-host the show.
Well, I just feel bad that you couldn't get anybody else. But,
no, that wasn't it at all, buddy. No, you know, and just to let people know, you know, what we're doing is I'm trying to set this up where we do a call-in show, we do a builder show, and a vendor show.
No,
so
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, through that, because, you know, we got a long time to do this show, and there is a limited number of vendors in this hobby, so we don't want to burn through them all at once. And we got plenty of stuff to talk about. So
we have an answer here from Zach. Unfortunately, it's the wrong answer though. But another A-26. So sorry, Zach, not correct. But wanted to read.
Oh my goodness, we've got a winner! You're never going to believe this.
Do you really?
Yeah, we sure do. Our buddy Rob Miller wrote in and said, "How about the A-20 Havoc Boston?"
Oh wow! There
and
you go.
That's it. That's it.
Yay,
that's exactly
what
it was. It was originally initial design was started by Northrop, and then Northrop was actually became part of Douglas, and then Douglas released the aircraft when it was finished. So
that airplane really looks to me like a Douglas airplane.
Oh yeah, you know it's got those round.
Yeah.
All the round
windows and everything.
Oh, yeah, everything's round on it. You know, it's just
beautiful.
Wild, but
beautiful.
Congratulations, Rob. Shoot me an email, buddy, with your shipping address, and I'll get that out to you. And we appreciate you, everybody, playing tonight. Man, that was fun. Alan Oliver wrote in, too. Unfortunately, it was the wrong answer. But once again, the answer was the A-20 Havoc. So so be sure and check that out if you're interested in that. That's an interesting airplane. But anyway, well, look, I guess that's going to wrap it up tonight, bud.
All right, man. Well, that's
what
cool,
do you
man. No, I think it's great, Mike. I think you had a good show tonight, and
absolutely.
A trivia winner there. Always fun. So, good stuff, Michael. You mean to play the music? Is that what you're asking me to do?
You know, why don't you run us out of here with some Christmas music? Can you do that for us?
No, I'm not going to do that for you. But I'll
you know,
play
I think you should because you know you're not playing enough Christmas music.
Yeah, right. I can't hear you, Mike. Can't hear you.
All right, folks. That's going to wrap up another show. We really appreciate you listening tonight and participating. It was a lot of fun. Great talking to everybody that called in. We'll be checking you out on the site, so be sure and email us if you have any questions. But until next week, stick around and check out rcscalebuilder.com for lots of great scale information on the web. And continue listening tonight to warbirdradio.com for some of the best aviation and warbird programming on the net. Good night, everybody.